Report. I'm John Scott.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 68 Equal Housing Lender.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. Like the new 2024 Lexus IS 350, now just $453 a month. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings and soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number R5077-182-4659 to assign. VIN number R513-0706-4527 to assign. 36 months, 10,000 mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, doc, fee. Expires 6/4/24.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
It's Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader. We're your friendly real estate duo from Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
Are you thinking of selling your home, wondering when the right time is, or where even to begin?
That's where we come in. With our expertise, we guide you from start to finish to ensure a smooth transaction.
From market analysis, professional photography, helping negotiate the best deal for you, and so much more, we've got you covered. So if you're ready to list, give me, Eddie Bader, a call at 334-322-0662.
And me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358. And let us show you why our clients say we turn stressful into successful.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Krankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5. With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting U.S. airlines are trying to kill a new rule requiring them to disclose fees more quickly when consumers shop for flights. The airlines asked a federal appeals court to block the rule, which the Transportation Department issued last month. The rule requires better disclosure of fees on baggage and changing or canceling a reservation. The airlines say the new rule will confuse consumers by giving them too much information during the ticket buying process. The Transportation Department said it will defend the rule to crack down on what it calls hidden junk fees. President Biden has issued an order blocking a Chinese-backed cryptocurrency mining firm from owning land near a Wyoming nuclear missile base. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points, the NASDAQ rose 47. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe we're just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
I've just been browsing various sources for tomorrow's Morning Maroon nominees, but they're worth mentioning now. The stuff that goes on, it's just, we have a cop who was attacked by a block of cheese. We have an 18-year-old a-hole in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, stealing dignity from our favorite state that isn't us.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Not really. I always wanted to go there, though. He tipped over a portable toilet with a mother and her kid inside.
Oh, my God.
Who does that? Mental patients. We have a guy in Florida. I can hear myself saying it now. Guess what state we're going to start in, Rich? Duh. Who stole a boat for a joyride wearing only underwear and his ankle monitor. And witnesses said it was very clear he had very little boating knowledge. They're out there, man. They are among us.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll save this for Jacqueline, who I think we'll be calling in a moment. Oscar Mayer is now stuffing their hot dogs. I see that with a lot of things, like they ingest. I'm not a fan. If I want chili on my dog, I'd rather put my homemade chili right over it. I don't want
that chili-infused hot dogs. No.
Same thing with cheese. If you're going to stuff it with cheese, why not you put the cheese in the bun, then you put the hot dog on top of it. The heat from the hot dog will make it nice and so it's good. I just don't need it done for me.
No.
Jalapeno cheddar, an 8-pack for $5. Sounds a little pricey. But yeah, that's another thing about this economy. Even the stuff that you used to, you know, when you were forced to be thrifty by your life circumstances, even that stuff is getting expenses. But I'm never too proud to enjoy a good bowl of Beanie Weenies. Not the kind in the can. I make my own Beanie Weenies. This is news. A study learns that we, or found rather, that we learn from our mistakes until we eventually stop trying. That's what happens in AA meetings. You're there to learn how to stop trying to make the same mistake over and over again. I love that Norm bit. That was so good. And a Star Wars fan who won a big jackpot on May the 4th. The 4th was with him. James Jorgensen won $5.37 million from the Massachusetts State Lottery. By the way, how's our lottery bill coming here? Are we going to have a lottery in Alabama?
No.
Are we going to stop the flow of millions of dollars over the borders to other states to have a lottery here?
No.
I didn't think so. They just run that up the flagpole to tease us because they know that their votes have already been bought and paid for. So why waste the time? All right. We have Rich's forecast at the moment. It's going to be an interesting week.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
It's time again, folks. Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5, Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists will be all over downtown Wetumpka, showing and selling their world-class art, art objects, and culinary delights. This show with 57 artists is one of the largest ever in this area, and the Downtown Artists is a major reason that Wetumpka is fast becoming a cultural arts center. Join us Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5 in downtown Wetumpka for Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists. See Don at his Sawyer Art Studio on Company Street for more information. Wetumpka rocks.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our wet and turbulent forecast will continue. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast through tonight and tomorrow. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. It'll be breezy with tonight's low 68, tomorrow's high up to about 84. Sunshine returns on Wednesday, the best day of the week, with a high around 83. But then a late week storm system will bring in more showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday and maybe Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Who's your daddy?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home. Save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care. I got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose a refreshing herbal tea.
Well, it is that Monday. That Monday of Mondays today. We're hoping to hear from Jacqueline in just a moment. But I have mountains of news to talk about here. In China, camel riding has become so popular that they're now installing traffic lights in desert areas to regulate camel traffic.
Really?
Yeah. It's...
it's a thing.
Yeah. Spring is a busy camel time in China. Into the trash. This guy did something cool. One of his favorite places was a now-closed Coney Island theme park in Ohio. they were going to demolish all of the rides and everything that had been around for a while. But this guy, Adam Alterman, had worked at that park over 5 years, saw the post about them selling their stuff, so he went and bought himself the Silver Bullet Slide. What's he going to do with it? Well, I would love to see it in use again, but no immediate plans. Where do you put a Coney Island style water slide while you're trying to figure out what to do with it? And that'd be pretty cool to have a big one of your own. But now they wouldn't even, most insurance companies will not insure you or cover your home if you have a pool, if you have a diving board.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. California, which can never, just it's a thing, it's an obsession. They can never stop finding ways to take things that work and screw them up. But in this case, they may be onto something, because self-checkout, remember that was the style, everybody's going self-checkout. Any simpleton can scan an item and look at the register and put their card in and yada yada. Well, it ain't working out well for the retailers who are doing this, because people are stealing their asses off. Mm-hmm. Now they're passing a law, their checkouts will be limited to 10 items or less, self-checkouts, 10 items or less. And, you know, that's a hard and fast rule that everybody obeys at the grocery store, right? The 10 items or less checkout lane.
Yeah.
So they would have to have at least one employee, if this law is passed, to monitor the self-service checkout lines. Well, how does that save them money if they still got to pay somebody to stand there and help the people that hit the wrong button or make some other mistake? They say the new regulation will reduce theft. This is where they are, so California. No. You know what would reduce theft? If you prosecuted people who are walking out with armloads of crap from the retailers in California. All the big names, Nordstrom's, they're going out of business because I think the law says they can't do anything to you if you take less than 1,000. That's like a freaking game show. They may as well televise it. Put up a camera in one of the stores and let's see how close somebody gets to $995 without going over and win some additional shoplifted prizes. This is what happens when politicians have, as Tommy Shaw so eloquently said in the song, too much time on their hands. Well, we just got to make more laws. We're lawmakers. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? No, I would love to see a generation of lawmakers come along and undo laws that we don't need. Instead of, you know, focusing all their efforts in trying to take away a law that we do need, called the First Amendment. Joey played that clip in the last half hour of a show today. That was amazing. I had heard that Pelosi had her ancient wrinkly old butt handed to her at some, by some speaker. She was there. And you could not break him. You could not. His points were crisp and salient and well made. And somewhere there must be a clip of her losing it during that thing. It was. God, I hate that woman. You're not supposed to hate anybody, but I'll make an exception for her. Top baby names, Liam and Olivia. The top 10 boy names, Liam, Noah. That's been big for a long time now. Oliver, James, Elijah, Mateo, Theodore, Henry, Lucas, and William. And the top 10 girls' names, Olivia, Emma, Charlotte, Amelia. That's interesting. Sophia, Mia, Isabella, Ava. I like that. Mm-hmm. Evelyn and Luna.
Luna.
Luna. Trendiest baby names. Top five for boys. Izael. I-Z-A-E-L. Chosen. C-H-O-Z-E-N. Chosen. Chosen Budell. No. I think it's, let's see, I before E except E-I-D-E-N. That would be Eden, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But if you take the I out, it becomes Eden, and then it becomes more feminine.
Or it may be Aiden Way.
Cashin, C-A-S-S-I-A-N. And Kyron. That sounds like a key on your computer keyboard. Hit the Kyren key. You'll be able to access that. K-Y-R-E-N. Top five trendy names for girls. Kaylee, K-A-E-L-I. I'm going to try and pronounce this correctly. A-L-I-T-Z-E-L. Olitzel. Mm. I'm sorry. I could never do that to a kid. Olitzel? It sounds like a snack. Pass the Olitzels. Why are you give me a fresh beer? A little bit of luck.
It sounds like a Jewish dish. Like matzah ball. Olitzel.
Emryn, E-M-R-Y-N. These are the trendiest female names out there. Adhara, A-D-H-A-R-A, Adhara. That sounds like a desert.
Mm-hmm.
And Azari, A-Z-A-R-I. These are girls' names. Trendy, they're gaining traction. That sounds like a video game.
What are we doing to the children?
It's 5:21. Coming up, Ella Mary's going to join us. We're going to discuss the Piers Morgan interview with the woman who was portrayed in the very popular but very disturbing Netflix series Baby Reindeer. And she is comparing notes on what she observed in that interview with Piers Morgan with what we know about the guy and all of his issues. Excuse me, I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit. Too much ranting in the 3 o'clock hour, I guess. We'll do that to you. And also a couple of romantic comedies, 35 years apart, that are worth a second look. It's one reason why we're doing this, because there are movies that kind of vanished. They were top choices at the video store for a period of time, and then they... It's funny. Some things, they just remain hidden gold. When it came to records, I was a firm believer that if you were doing an oldie station, you had to play a song every so often that really caught people off guard. Well, I haven't heard that in a long time. Mm-hmm. We call them Oh Wow Oldies. And those are the songs that people would specifically hope to catch, the ones that would surprise them. Same thing with movies. So we are doing a little bit of that this afternoon as well. It's been the kind of day where, especially on Monday, a little romantic comedy might be just what you need at the end of your workday. Something that you might need that can relax you anytime is a great massage. And the place that, in fact, they bring you Ella Mary's movie segments or streaming or whatever we're talking about on any given day is AMS Studios in Prattville. And I hope that a lot of local moms got gift certificates for some of the services they offer there. Pam, by the way, and you'll love her. She's going to sidekick with us on Wednesday afternoon. It's a remarkable building with an ambiance all its own. When you walk in, you are leaving your planet and all of your cares behind and entering a new place where suddenly it just seems a lot less stressful. It's that kind of a place. Beautiful building, too, at 119 East Main in downtown Prattville, where they do everything from massages to permanent makeup, body remodeling, weight loss. It's a full-service med spa. But the big words here are relax, refresh, and renew. I've lost over 40 pounds. It started with an experience like AMS Studios, and you take it from there. There's nothing wrong with getting a little help to get your body to cooperate and do what you want it to do, to look the way you want it to look, the way you know it can look, if you just put a little effort and take advantage of some of the new technologies. By the way, when Pam is here, she talked about the electrolysis. She's invested in a technology that is virtually pain-free. So it's a whole different experience from what was being used just a few years ago. And I have tried the microneedling. Now, again, this is a technology that works with your body to help produce more elastin. It restores life to your face. Microdermabrasion gets the dead skin off and gives you a totally revitalized look. All of these types of things are available there, and you can study on them by visiting them online at ams-studios.com. Or if you want to call for a consultation, 730-1268, 730-1268. I love this picture on the front page of the website with the group there. That's pretty cool. I have to ask Pam about that on Wednesday. I'd like to know. She's fantastic. Retired military. This dream is her business, and you will love working with her. at 730-1268 in the preferred community. It's time for a traffic update. We have some news coming along next.
Well, folks are getting off work, and we have a lot of cars on the road right now. We're very busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, around Baptist, Woodley. A lot of cars on I-65 and 85. No major problems. Some minor accidents, but nothing affecting traffic flow. Please buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up. Right now, you're just battling heavy traffic and kind of a nasty day all over the area. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs, giving you the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Three people were killed and at least 15 wounded in a Saturday night shooting at a party in South Alabama. About 1,000 people were attending the party in the Stockton area when an altercation started and gunfire erupted. There has been no announcement about suspects or arrests. Montgomery police are conducting a homicide investigation into the death of a Montgomery woman Sunday evening. MPD responded to the 4200 block of Cobbington Road, where they found 63-year-old Gloria Cruz dead from a gunshot wound. This is the second fatal shooting over the weekend in the capital city. Former Carver Wolverine and current Arizona Cardinals linebacker Mack Wilson held his annual celebrity basketball game in Montgomery over the weekend. Fans packed the Carver stands to see NFL superstars such as Wilson, Park Crossing alum Cam Taylor Britt, and Hall of Famer Terrell Owens. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at your workplace? Call me, Johnny Adams, Alabama's personal injury attorney. There's no fee until we win your case.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
LGB. LGB.
L-G-B. L-G-B.
They say
L-G-B everywhere.
I go
L-G-B.
What it means?
I don't know. L-G-B.
Whatever it is.
L-G-B.
Come on, help me. Please. Please.
Alrighty then.
Thank you.
Let's go, Brandon, right?
L-G-B.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No. L-G-B.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon, I guess.
L-G-B.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chant.
L-G-B.
Right wing and left wing.
L-G-B.
Go, you know the thing.
L-G-B.
If you don't sing that back.
L-G-B.
And you ain't black.
L-G-B.
Let's go, Brandon.
L-G-B.
Let's go, Brandon.
L-G-B.
Let's go, Brandon.
F-J-B. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
forgot
this message.
Yeah. In case you were wondering how much time you need to spend outside to feel completely refreshed, it's 67 minutes a day. And I figured it out because I do two things outdoors most every day. One is bike ride. The other is my walking with weights and doing curls, which I did today in that horrendous and cold rain that came through around, I don't know, 1:30 somewhere in there. And then the time I spend outside smoking, that's all fresh air except for the smoke. So I think I get more than 67 minutes. And look at me. I'm a marvel. Don't look at your radio with that tone of face. We're going to get serious here in just a minute when Ms. Murray joins us to talk about baby reindeer and the interview that came out. I believe it was Friday or sometime, but I know that neither Rich or Jay had seen it. But Ella Murray has. So we'll get a fresh take on baby reindeer, and she's going to bring back a couple of romantic comedies you might want to check out tonight if this Monday has been a Monday for you.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Oh, fire! Quick, light the gas!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
Oh, I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Joey!
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
I'm Kim Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Kim Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Kim Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our wet and turbulent forecast will continue. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast through tonight and tomorrow. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. It'll be breezy with tonight's low 68, tomorrow's high up to about 84. Sunshine returns on Wednesday, the best day of the week, with a high around 83. But then a late week storm system will bring in more showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday and maybe Saturday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movie maven, Miss Murray, is brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios. Check them out at ams-studios.com and call 730-1268. And we now welcome Ellen Murray. Hi.
Hi there.
After hearing all the wonderful things you had to say about your mom, I've got to ask, because I am a newsman, did you have a good Mother's Day weekend?
I did. My mom came and we went horseback riding with the grandkids, and it was very special.
That is so cool. Good. I'm glad that all worked out. Now we have to turn our thoughts to something more on the unpleasant side, but it is a huge attraction on Netflix, and that, of course, is Baby Reindeer. Now, over the weekend, Piers Morgan conducted an interview with the woman. We've heard very little about her. She was portrayed in the movie. The guy in the movie is supposedly him, right? So what I'd like to know is, was Piers Morgan adversarial? What did you learn from this interview about this whole baby reindeer phenomenon that you didn't know previously? I'd like to know.
Well, for one thing, I am still not sure whether this woman that came forward saying that she's the real Martha is actually the real person or not. There's a lot that doesn't add up from what she has to say and what the show says and what, you know, Richard Gadd, who wrote the thing, has to say. So it leaves a lot of questions in your mind still. But my takeaway was this woman that came forward claiming to be the woman in the show is an absolute liar, and she's an insane person.
How was Piers Morgan? I have not had a chance to watch it. I would like to at least catch some of it. How is he with her? This is a tricky situation he's navigating.
You know, he was actually pretty good because he wasn't giving her softball questions. He was really, you know, pushing her to, you know, he's like, you know, we can trace your emails. We can trace your tweets, your phone calls, your texts and everything. And she's like, go ahead. So it looks like she has nothing to hide. But then she kind of hedges like, well, I might have sent him some emails, but certainly not 41,000, which is what he's alleging. So I think everybody's lying and everybody's taking advantage, including Piers Morgan, just to like keep the sensationalization going so people will still keep tuning in and watching it and the money will keep flowing in.
Yeah, this is a unique situation and story because he, the one being stalked, it's really hard to have empathy for him because he himself is, the word that comes to mind is pathetic. His stand-up comedy, you know, he's like a giant, now he's not a big guy, but he's like a big wannabe who has dreams of becoming a top-notch comedian that, you know, having looked at him, are just not going to come true. So there's a lot of...
Yeah, if the comedy he does in the show is his real life comedy, he's not funny.
Yeah. He is a target for everybody who goes to comedy clubs and likes to heckle, actually. And that does happen.
I mean, I think kind of his like takeaway from this is he's becoming famous because he's playing the most famous victim on British TV right now. Like, he's got victim culture in the bag.
Yeah.
Not only was he a victim of the stalker, but he was a victim of this, you know, lecherous producer before that.
And a victim of being last in line when they were handing out talent at his birth. That didn't serve him very well either. So,
yeah.
Having watched the Piers Morgan interview, did it change your perspective on watching, having consumed the entire series? I've only made it through 5, and I don't know that I'm going back. Should I?
No, I mean, there is no way to go back. Once you've seen it, it's burned into your brain forever, but I wish that I could take back the hour of my life I spent watching that interview, actually. it just left me feeling kind of annoyed and angry, and like, it's taking up too much of my time already. There's so many other things more interesting out there in the world that I could be paying attention to.
Well, you might want to recommend it for people who aren't appreciating their time. They won't until they've wasted an hour of it watching something like this interview that you described. Might be good for at least a few folks. I'm really interested, especially because this has been a Monday of Mondays, between the weather and just seems like everything all day long has been frustrating. You have some romantic comedies, and I think it's very cool you are going back for movies that deserve to be reappreciated. Tell us about the two that you have picked out.
Well, for some reason, I decided to watch Say Anything again this weekend. And it's a movie from 1989, so it's actually 35 years old this year.
Wow.
And I don't remember the last time I watched it, but it was probably more than 20 years ago. So I had forgotten basically everything about it except that scene where he's holding the boombox above his head under her window trying to win her heart. And I bet you that's what most people remember about it, not the, like, intricacies of the plot or anything.
See, now, I remember nothing about it because I never saw it, but would this be a good movie to go back for somebody who has never seen it before? Would it still be relevant, or is it dated in any way? Other than the boombox.
Well, it's got some great 80s nostalgia in it, the music and the outfits that they're wearing and just sort of their attitudes because they're graduating high school and moving on to the real life, and they're all sort of unsure about what they want to do with themselves. So there was a lot more pressure from parents back then to choose your career and make something of yourself. I mean, I'm sure that still happens today, but
actually, I'd like to see it happen.
Watch it again if you haven't.
I'd like to see that make a comeback. You know, I confess I did that with my daughter. Not constant harangue, just, hey, you know, find something you love doing so that it never feels like work. And she made that happen, which I'm very proud of. Now, the next one is of more recent vintage. What do you have?
Well, strangely enough, that's one of the running themes in this new movie, too. It's called Anyone But You, and it's about a young girl who's trying to go to law school because her parents are pressuring her into it, but she doesn't really want to be a lawyer. She's just doing it because she's supposed to. But she meets a boy, and they have a sort of misunderstanding where they end up hating each other, which they don't really. They liked each other, but they were disappointed. So they end up having to, like, fly together to Australia for her sister's wedding and his best friend's. I mean, it's a lesbian wedding, so that just makes it all the more modern. But they have to put aside their differences. And as I was watching it, I realized, like, Beatrice and Ben, that's interesting. That sounds Shakespearean. And I realized, like, this is an adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing, and it made it a lot better than just your silly rom-com that's been advertised to me for the past 2 months too long.
That is kind of a classic theme where you have two people who feel very adversarial on one level, but actually kind of have the hots for each other on another, and finding a resolution. And I like that premise. And this,
it works well for romantic comedies, especially. And everybody in the movie is beautiful,
of course. That's why they're in the movies. They're beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the titles again for anybody who didn't catch it the first time. First one was Say Anything.
And then Anyone But You.
This is Anything Goes Day today on this segment. Thank you so much for your time and for and all of us, including you too, Jeb. Wake up. We've got to show our appreciation to Ms. Murray for giving up an hour of her life to watch that interview with Piers Morgan.
Please clap.
Okay. We hope you feel appreciated.
Thank you. I do.
And we will look forward to talking to you on Wednesday at 5:35.
All right.
Just before before we go to the Baumhauers, we will be giving away a gift card, a $25 gift card, every Wednesday night at the Baumhauers.
Yay.
We want to thank the people that actually come and join us. You know, it's not a cult. Rosie, and so many others make you feel comfortable. You don't, there's no initiation ceremony. There's no dungeon or anything else. It's just a good time with some good folks. And y'all have one thing in common at the Baumhauers. And that one thing is me. Think about it.
We got to see Letty Jane this past week.
Yeah.
It's Martha's sister.
And we there's two folks who met at our Wednesday gatherings who are getting hitched, which is kind of cool.
This Saturday.
So there are, you know, you're going to be with like-minded people and a wide variety of ages. So come and join us. I'll make sure you have fun. And you may win something along the way, too. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Selection is everything when it comes to furniture shopping. And at Kaiser, well, the building takes care of that problem because it's 60,000 square feet. So there's room for them to display every type and style of furnishings. So if you are not planning on stopping at Kaiser, but you are planning on buying furniture, it would be a mistake not to include them, especially when they're knocking 50% off the top ticket price on every item under that enormous roof, which Rich Thomas says could actually generate its own weather system. It's also a chance to save on sales tax, because at Kaiser, they're just past. They're just out of reach of the 10% tax to close in Montgomery, so it's 8.25% and not 10 there. You can do 0% financing for qualified customers if you spend $1,000 or more with a Synchrony luxury account. You have that option as well. 0% is a very acceptable rate when you're borrowing money. I'll take that anytime. And then it's the people. Stella Beard has been with Kaiser for a long time, and she knows the inventory inside out, and her expertise is readily evident. And for the decorating touch, and somebody else who can show you around and guide you to the kind of furnishings you're looking for specifically, is Leslie Wolfolk, who, as a decorator, could, you know, if you want to bring pictures of a room, let's say, I need something to fit here. We're taking this one out. We're going to put something there. We're not sure what we want. Use that experience. That's something you're just not going to get anywhere else. So it's all about people, pricing, and value. And, of course, choice. Get a great sneak preview on their website, because it really runs the gamut. ShopKaiser.com. Shop, K-Y-S-E-R, ShopKaiser.com. Or stop by and see Stella and Leslie and the great team at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want. Be who you want. And elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms. Relax in the tranquil spa. Play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning
learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouth. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouth. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On May 13th, 1922, the world welcomed little baby B. Arthur.
Is it a golden boy or a golden girl?
Congratulations, Sophia. It's the golden girl.
B. Arthur, a star is born.
Well, in the entire 2 hours and 50 minutes so far of paper shuffling, the one story I wanted to go back to. Oh, and here it is. Guess where? Right at the bottom of the pile. The best workplace comedies on TV. We made a contest out of it this morning because, and this is from Entertainment Weekly, since we're talking entertainment the last few minutes with Miss Murray and so forth. The best workplace comedies. I would, had I had a vote on this, I would have put The Office at number one. But the show that finished number one was the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And so we asked people to guess what was at the top. Workplace, meaning the show is based around a business, like Cheers made the list, Taxi made the list, News Radio made the list. Phil Hartman, how can you miss? We do miss him. Mary Tyler Moore was number one. And what's interesting to me about that show, first of all, and this is fact, not fiction, I don't know that any woman in the history of television has ever had more impact on women's fashions than Mary Tyler Moore. And I'm not just talking about this show. I'm talking about in the early 60s when my mom watched her on Dick Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. She popularized pants on women. Mm-hmm. I guess women used to wear these things that had kind of like a stirrup. They were
Yeah. Stirrup pants.
Right. Flying off the shelves. Another, and I just happen to remember this very vaguely, but there was a show on that was really popular with women called Ben Casey.
Yeah.
With, who was he? Who was the guy that was Ben Casey? Played him. I can't remember. Anyway.
Dark hair. Very handsome.
Yeah. But between Mary Tyler Moore with the pants, Ben Casey popularized hospital wear. Mm-hmm. Women were buying
scrubs.
Yeah. Or blouses that look, you know. Right.
The long ones.
It's a medical name. But so Mary Tyler Moore had that impact in the early part of the 60s. This show that came along in 1970 reflected the very garish and goofy styles of the 70s at times. The loud jackets, garish colors and stuff. Which seemed to be making a comeback, by the way. I was in Dillard's yesterday. I was kind of, whoa.
Yeah, if you wait long enough, Greg, it all comes back around.
Yes, it does. It does. Mm-hmm. But in the 70s, Mary Tyler Moore's impact on women's hairstyles was even more profound.
Right.
If you watch every season of the show, her hairstyle became universally popular and was often copied. You know, in the 70s, there was some big hair in those days. But she was not the main reason that show succeeded. In the first few years, everybody loves Mary Tyler Moore as a person and performer. But the show, to me, this is just me talking, in the early seasons, wasn't all that funny. It was more, for me, it was more annoying because it was all about her and her friend Rhoda and Phyllis, even with Cloris Leachman. I mean, it was okay.
Yeah.
But Rhoda got to, and for some reason, though, Rhoda became a big thing, and they gave her own show. And I was glad because I wanted all of that out. Focus on the newsroom. So when they got Rhoda out of that show, focused on the newsroom personalities, then it got really great. And everybody that's worked in the business of, excuse me while I hit my personal hotkey here with my business card, everybody that's worked in the media, like that guy, We've all known a Ted Baxter, a buffoonish type with a very high opinion of himself, who clearly has, for many years, exceeded the success level he should have attained with less talent. But there are people that do that. They're like pets. All they're good at is looking, you know, at the camera. In his case, reading was always a challenge. But most news anchors were not the best news people in a newsroom. That was certainly true in South Florida. I know I worked in one for 2 years while I was working in radio. The anchor people were just very benign. They were the most famous. Remember one time we played the Dolphins in a softball game, Miami Dolphins, at a big park northwest of Fort Lauderdale. And the piece de resistance to the evening was the Channel 10 news anchors being helicoptered into the park during the game.
Wow.
Big deal. And one of them was a guy named Glenn Rooker, who I think died, unfortunately, from too much booze. It was just an era where the people who really made a newscast great were not the ones that were getting acknowledgement on camera, maybe in the credits at the end. The guy I worked for at Channel 10 in Miami was Byron York. Byron York, Mr. Straight, Mr. Nerd, right? With the glasses. And I would come in with these ridiculous premises for my feature spot. And he loved them. Because he was one of those nerds with a shadow side. You know, he wanted, you know, it's all news up to the last 2.5 minutes or three, whatever, which were mine. And he wanted those to be fun. We had fun. We had a lot of fun doing that. And when Byron turned up on Fox, I reached out to him and he did a show with us years ago. I should reach out again.
Yeah.
It's time to impose on an old friend. But he really was, he's one of the brightest people I've ever known. He could talk to you about anything at any level. He was that smart. And he was one of those people. I saw John Scott. He was the anchor that sat behind me. He went on to Fox News for a long time, did the daytime show.
I was very fortunate to work with Hank Schmidt at WHHY. Very colorful individual, kind of like a Don Pardo kind of voice, very booming and powerful.
News guy?
Yeah.
I've heard that name in a couple of tapes. Anyway, that was a fun way to kill the last couple of minutes here. Let's get one more update from Skipper, and then we will say goodnight.
Traffic remains light to mostly moderate around the city. We're busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. Got a good bit of traffic still on I-85 and 65. But things are looking pretty good around the area. A few minor accidents, nothing affecting traffic flow. We're looking pretty good for the shape we in this afternoon. So buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton Company development. I'm Wendell Jake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Box Tuesday.
I need you to make something disappear.
Issue the alert.
Don't miss the epic season finale of Alert.
We are done playing by your rules.
As one of their own goes missing.
She's not a fugitive. Someone grabbed her.
I'm coming for you.
The MPU will break all the rules.
You picked a fight with the wrong people.
To bring them home.
Run out of time.
Down on the ground! Jake!
The season finale of Alert Missing Persons Unit on Fox.
Tuesday on Fox 20.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
No, I'm not going to hold anything back. I've got places to go and things to do in my exciting life. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. Special thanks to Miss Murray for joining us.